Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I am Jason Thomas, and I have just been kind of looking up some stats and putting some things together about the Chiefs' passing game from last season, and kind of looking up the Rams and the Saints and their passing offenses last year, because they finished second and third to us in points scored last season, so I thought they'd be kind of a good measure for what I wanted to look at. And the reason I wanted to look into this a little bit was because, of course, I am very excited about the Chiefs' stable of running backs going into this season. And I feel like as receivers, they can really do some damage. And so I was kind of wanting to see how the Chiefs' running backs compared to the running backs on those teams last year, because of course the Rams had Todd Gurley, who's otherworldly, and the Saints have Alvin Kamara, who's an otherworldly receiving back too. So that's kind of what started this. I'm very interested in this Arizona Cardinals offense this coming season. I believe Cliff Kingsbury is a very bright, young offensive mind. I don't really know how well he's going to do as a head coach, because he didn't succeed as a head coach in college. But his offenses were very innovative and I think underrated in what he was able to do with them. Now he's got Kyler Murray at quarterback. I really liked Kyler Murray what I've seen of him. He's an explosive runner. He's got a great arm. I think his arm is very underrated. Just the power in it. We'll see about the accuracy with it and see if he can do that at the NFL level. Of course, they had David Johnson, the running back. And then they drafted my two favorite receivers in the entire draft, Hakeem Butler. And golly, the guy that I never can remember, the receiver out of Massachusetts. The name might come to me later, but, I talked about him previously in podcasts, a very fast, speedy guy. And of course they already have, Christian Kirk, who they drafted last year, and Larry Fitzgerald. So, you know, they're probably going to go four wide receivers a ton. And those four wide receivers intrigue me. And also because I didn't realize I was listening to some Matt Waldman podcast from a while ago. And he was talking to a guy that studies the air raid offense. And he was talking about how the air raid offense was born out of the West Coast offense. And so really, and I mean, you know, a lot of us that watched the Chiefs last year knew they were running a lot of air raid concepts in their West Coast. So I honestly think that Kingsbury's offense could have a lot of the same concepts as the Chiefs last year. And there's a ton of talent on that offense. So that's been on my mind a lot lately. Kind of wondering how well Arizona can succeed this year. And all that kind of led me to seeing the passing breakdown on this Chiefs team last year. So what I did looking at these passing stats from last year was break down the stats among wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. And I looked at the targets to each, the receptions to each, in the yards to each group. And then I broke that down a little farther and looked at the percentage of targets each group got, the percentage of receptions they made on those targets, and then the yards they averaged per reception. And I did that for the Chiefs, Rams, and Saints. I'm going to read you the Chiefs stats, and then instead of reading you the Rams or the Saints stats, I'm just going to talk about the differences between them and the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs had 292 targets to wide receivers last year. The receivers caught 188 of those for 2,704 yards. There were 175 tight end targets, 115 tight end receptions, and 1,500 tight end yards. There were 97 targets to running backs, 82 running back receptions, and 922 yards on those receptions. Now, the Chiefs threw to their wide receivers just a little bit under 52% of the time. The receivers caught the ball just a hair over 64% of the time, and they averaged just under 14.5 yards per reception. To tight ends, the Chiefs threw 31% of the time. The tight ends caught that just under 66% of the time, and they averaged just over 13 yards per reception. To running backs, the Chiefs threw just over 17% of the time. The running backs caught those passes on 84.5% of the time, which is awesome. And they averaged 11.25 yards per reception. That is all a bit of a mouthful. It probably doesn't mean a lot to you. It's just stats. So let's compare them to the Rams and Saints and get some context. The Rams last year threw to their wide receivers a ton. They threw to them over 66% of the time. 361 targets. So that is a lot more than the Chiefs did last year, where the Chiefs came in at just under 52%. The Saints were actually right in line with the Chiefs, and they threw just over 52%. Actually a little bit closer to 53%, but you know, just over a percentage point away from each other throwing to wide receivers. And the Rams were you know, a ton of targets, more than that. So that's a big difference between the Rams and the Chiefs and the Saints. Now, the Chiefs wide receivers did catch the fewest percentage of passes, but they were just a little bit below the Rams, just a couple percentage points. Now, the Saints wide receivers caught a much better percentage than the Chiefs or Rams, either one. They were at about 76%, so about 12% more than the Chiefs, and right at, 9% more than the Rams. So, you know, the Saints wide receivers definitely did a good job catching the ball. A lot of that has to do with Michael Thomas, the Saints wide receiver. He's got ridiculous hands. And of course, Drew Brees is a very accurate quarterback. Now, one area where the Chiefs were the best was yards per reception. The Rams came in actually right behind them. I mean, just tenths of, not even a tenth of a percentage point behind them in yards. But both the Chiefs and the Rams averaged a couple yards more per reception from their wide receivers. And a couple yards probably doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot, especially when you're talking, you know, 200 receptions. That's 400 yards receiving in a year. And I think that's why, well, at least one reason why the Saints, you know, caught so many passes, because they were catching shorter passes than the Chiefs or the Rams play, you know, Rams players were. Hopefully that makes sense. I butchered it, but I think it does make sense. And that is why, with the Rams passing to their, you know, wide receivers a lot more, they gained almost 1,000 yards more to their wide receivers than the Saints did last season. Now, moving on, well, I guess just to overcap the wide receivers, you know, the Chiefs wide receiver group, you could look at it and say it was the weakest out of this group, because they got the fewest percentage of targets. They caught the fewest percentage of those targets, but they also got the most yards per reception. So to me, they kind of broke even with those other two teams, because yeah, maybe they weren't as consistent as the other two teams, but when they did catch the ball, they did a lot with it. And a lot of that, you know, has to do with Tyreek Hill, hands down. He's the difference in that category, and he's what keeps them up with those other two teams. Now, moving on to tight ends, the Chiefs dominate here. They had 175 targets to tight ends. The Rams didn't even have half of that. And the Saints just have a little more than half of that. And as far as receptions go, the Rams had 58 tight end receptions. The Saints had 66. So both of them are just over half of what the Chiefs had. And when you break that down to catch percentage, the Rams and Saints both caught 68% of the passes to tight ends. The Chiefs were at 66%, so a little bit lower. But they got thrown to so much more. And almost all of that is targets to Kelce. And that is one thing I will say about Kelce, is Kelce has good hands. But Kelce does not have great hands. I think Kelce is a phenomenal player, but that is definitely an area that he can get better at. I can think, specifically of a few balls that he dropped last season that he had his hands on and somebody of his caliber should catch. And I honestly think he knows this. I've seen interviews with him this offseason, and he kind of talks about that, about how he kind of felt like last year was maybe a little bit of a disappointment for him, even though he put up career best numbers, because the opportunity was there for him to do more and he just wasn't able to do it. But if he raised his catch percentage, even just 4 or 5%, that's another, 10 catches and, 150 yards for him. And honestly, probably 2 or 3 more touchdowns. Where, the Chiefs really dominate once again with tight ends is yards per reception. The Chiefs averaged over 13 yards per reception. The Rams and Saints were both right around 11 yards, with the Rams being a little under that and the Saints being a little over. But the Chiefs averaged, 2 yards more per reception with their tight ends, and that also explains a little bit why their reception rate's a little bit lower. They were throwing a little bit further down the field. And honestly, the Rams and Saints, neither one have a recognizable tight end. The Saints had, a 38, 39-year-old Benjamin Watson last year. And he was the biggest name between those two teams. So the Chiefs should dominate that. And moving to the running backs, that's what I found really interesting, and that's why I did this. The Chiefs and Rams both threw to the running backs 97 times last year. That comes out to about 17% of the time for the Chiefs and about 18% of the time for the Rams. And then the Saints, of course, threw to their running backs a ton last year, a little over 28% of the time. So the Saints, did a lot of short passing game last year to Alvin Kamara specifically. And he's great after the catch. And Gurley is the same way. Gurley, he missed the last 5 or 6 games of the year, but the first 11, everybody was talking about him for MVP with Mahomes. And a lot of that had to do with his receiving ability. And then, of course, after he left, C.J. Anderson showed up at the end of the season. And the running backs they had that filled in for Gurley before C.J. Anderson got there were more receiving-type backs. So what really blows my mind here is that the Chiefs got 82 receptions on their 97 targets. The Rams just got 70, 12 less receptions. So they were around 72% on their running back receptions, which honestly, from what I've looked at in the past, now I'm not saying I've done a ton of this, but I've looked at probably, 15 to 30 seasons of other teams in the past year and have just kind of calculated the stat and glanced at it. And, 70 to 75% seems to be pretty average for running backs. So they're right in kind of the average range, kind of the lower end of it. And same way with the Saints, they got 109 receptions, which came out for 76% catch catch rate, which, you know, I would say right at the high end of average. So the Chiefs being at 84.5% is phenomenal. I mean, their running backs caught everything last year. A lot of that had to do with Patrick Mahomes. And a lot of that had to do with these running backs, you know, having a specific skill set. Kareem Hunt was absolutely freaking amazing as a receiver. I think that's where he was underrated. Kareem Hunt, he made a lot of great plays running the football. A lot of plays that looked flashy. And, you know, he was so tough and so hard-headed as a runner. But really, when you look at his stats, they aren't special as a running back. Running the football, where his stats were extremely special, was catching the football. They're just off the charts. And that's kind of one of the things the Chiefs have to replace this season. And that's where I think Darwin Thompson comes in, because he is a smaller, faster version of Hunt. And he, you know, seems to be able to catch the ball just fine. Kind of similar to Hunt was in college, where they didn't get a ton of usage as receivers, but when they did well. Another, you know, where the Chiefs stood out again, and this is what really, you know, another thing that really jumped out to me, because the Chiefs had Kareem Hunt, Damian Williams, but the Rams had Gurley and the Saints had Alvin Kamara. But Alvin Kamara and the Saints just averaged a little over 8 yards per reception. The Rams and Gurley in an MVP-like season just averaged a little over 9.5 yards per reception. And the Chiefs were 11.25 yards per reception last year. So, you know, 3 full yards more per reception than the Saints and about half that more than the Rams. Now, a lot of that was Kareem Hunt, who's going to have to be replaced. Damian Williams is a good receiver. He's made some big plays receiving, but his yards per catch were not close to Hunt. And that's something I've thought about a lot, because Damian Williams is fast. He's so much faster than Hunt. It's not even funny. If they were just in a foot race over 50 yards, he would win hands down. And you'd think getting, you know, Damian Williams out in space, catching the ball with that type of speed, you know, he would just be deadly. And he is very good. Don't get me wrong. His route running is great. But somebody like Hunt, who's just kind of learning to be a good route runner, and can do it decently. And had, you know, Hunt just had okay speed, good speed. I shouldn't say okay, he had good speed. But what made him special as a receiver was the first guy wasn't going to bring him down as a receiver. He just wasn't. So he got the extra 5-6 yards per reception by not going down. And then occasionally he would bust one of those because he was so hard to tackle, or he just happened to get behind them. He had a habit of doing that, especially against the Patriots, who, you know, like to man up and you know, just tried to keep them so close to the line of scrimmage. But he was tough. He'd get behind them, and the Chiefs got a big play out of it in that playoff, or sorry, in that well, really, both the games Hunt played against the Patriots, he had a play like that. And that's just not Damian Williams' way. He's going to run or, you know, pass somebody, and he might make some people miss, but he's much easier to tackle in the open field than Hunt was, even though Hunt is nowhere near as fast as Williams. And that's where I think, you know, Darwin Thompson jumps out. The dude is just so freaking hard to tackle. He had the number one elusive rating in all of college football last year. I know I've mentioned that a couple times, but I think the Chiefs plan on taking advantage of that. And I really think that Andy Reid and his coaching staff is smart enough to realize that Thompson can do some of what DeAnthony Thomas did as a receiver last year. You remember how much they used DeAnthony Thomas as a gadget player the first 3 or 4 weeks before he got hurt. They used him a lot. And I think a lot of people see Mecole Hardman doing those things. And I do too, somewhat. But I also think that Darwin Thompson can do those things too. And where Mecole Hardman is a speed guy, agility guy, I already mentioned what Thompson does when he gets his hand on the ball. And I actually think he's going to be better after the catch than Mecole Hardman. If Hardman can get ahead of steam, there isn't going to be hardly anybody who can catch him in this league. But, he's got to be able to get to that top speed first. And honestly, I can't wait to see both those guys in that position. It would be great to see them both be getting looks in the DeAnthony Thomas kind of wide receiver screens and some of the tricky handoffs they did to DeAnthony Thomas, because they're both phenomenal with the ball in their hands and they're different. Say Mecole Hardman's Tyreek Hill fast, and he's slippery, and Darwin Thompson is fast. Not that fast, but he is fast and he is short. He's got a low center of gravity. The first guy is never going to bring him down. You're going to love that about him. Same way as Kareem Hunt. And he's going to smash some people just like Kareem Hunt. And I miss that. I miss some of the smashing. Damian Williams does do that occasionally, but that's not really the basis of his game. And I honestly think that, I know the Chiefs have talked about Damian Williams as a workhorse running back, and Andy Reid likes to use a workhorse running back. He really does through his whole career. But I think having Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator might help Reid kind of balance out that somewhat, because Eric's going to know these running backs like the back of his hand. He's going to know who does what better than the other one. And he's going to tell Reid that. He's going to be in his ear telling him that, hey, this guy needs to be in on this play. This guy needs to be in this situation. One thing that worried me somewhat last year was Damian Williams fumbled. He fumbled a few times. Kareem Hunt didn't fumble. That's one of the things I loved about Kareem Hunt. Darwin Thompson, everything I can find, Darwin Thompson does not fumble. He didn't have any in his 1 year of Division I football. And I don't know much about Hyde that way. I need to look up Hyde more. But, that's one area Damian Williams can definitely work on, is hanging on to that ball. And that's one reason why I think Eric Bieniemy, another reason why he's going to like Darwin Thompson. And I honestly think that, they might ride Damian Williams a lot early in the season and give Carlos Hyde a lot of the Spencer Ware-like reps from last season, because Ware actually did get a decent share of the load, even though he didn't get the ball a lot while he was out there. He did get a decent share of the snaps. But I think as the season goes, with Bieniemy in Reed's ear, that we're going to see a pretty good share between these running backs. That is all I got. Kind of in an overview of the running backs, how the Chiefs running backs dominated the Rams and the Saints running backs in the receiving game last year, which is nuts, because all we hear about is how good Alvin Kamara is as a receiver and how good Todd Gurley is after he gets the ball in his hands. And the Chiefs, between Kareem Hunt and Damian Williams, those two guys, they caught everything that was thrown at them. Much higher catch percentage than the Rams or Saints. And then they got more after the catch than either one of those guys. And I think a big part of that is the difference between Mahomes and Alex Smith, where Mahomes gets the ball out so quickly with so much velocity. The running backs can get their hands on it, and they have a half a second more to make a move on the guys who are trying to tackle them. And that makes a big difference, especially to a guy like Kareem Hunt and a guy like Darwin Thompson. You give him an extra half a second to make a jump cut that nobody in their right mind can match. And you know, you've got an extra 10 yards. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I've been excited about this. I'm excited to see these backs get out there on the field. I'm excited to play some football, guys. Like I'm actually playing, like I'm an actual chief in my dreams, but that's kind of how you feel about it, right? Get your blood pumping and for just a 60 minutes on the weekend, you're a part of that team. That's how I feel about it. And I'm sure that's how you guys feel about it too, or you wouldn't be listening to, you know, this guy's third rate podcast, right? I really enjoy hearing from you guys. So hit me up at JTheFan1 on Twitter. If you've got anything for me. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all of Chiefs Kingdom. And let's go kick some butt later this year. And I will try not to over amp myself to death before the season gets here. All right. Go Chiefs.